USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
An Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed shortly after takeoff from Ethiopia's capital this morning en route to Kenya, killing all 157 people thought to be on board. Cause of the crash, still under investigation. According to the airline and state broadcaster, the victims were from 32 different nationalities. The airline's CEO.
We are deeply saddened, and we express our deepest sympathies and condolences.
The airline says among the passengers were 32 Kenyans, 18 Canadians, 8 Americans, and 7 UK nationals. Heavy winds and rain in Texas rattled both residents and windows over the weekend. These Mesquite residents spoke with KTVT in Dallas.
It sounded like a bomb went off.
It flashed across my phone last night that there was going to be a storm, but I didn't think it was going to be anything like this.
According to the National Weather Service, a tornado with winds between 75 and 85 miles per hour hit their neighborhood. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Venezuelan opposition and government loyalists held rival demonstrations in Caracas on Saturday as both sides prepare for what some fear could be a protracted power struggle. This unidentified protester tells CNN the U.S. should not involve itself in their problems.
We don't expect the U.S. or any other country. Venezuelans have to get out and fight for Venezuela.
The rallies unfolded as power and communications outages continue to hit Venezuela. Several dozen fishermen had to be rescued Saturday after being trapped on the ice at Catawba Island State Park in Ohio. ABC News 5 Cleveland talked to this fisherman.
As soon as we got our lines down, guys started screaming, and that's when we knew something had happened. When it happened quick. Everything broke off. That main crack, it broke off, and it was done.
The Coast Guard and local agencies rescued 46 ice fishermen from that ice floe that broke free. Another 100 people were able to get to safety on their own by swimming or finding ice bridges to walk across. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Classes are canceled Monday and extracurricular activities are canceled all week following a head-on crash that involved a school bus carrying members of the Kanawha Middle School softball team in Oklahoma. Three people were killed, including one of the students. School Superintendent Corey Ellis says the community is responding.
Probably what separates us from the rest of the nation is that when people are hurting, people step up to the plate, and that's what you're seeing here. I mean, there are a lot of people wanting to know what they can do, and right now there's not a lot.
A suspected drunk driver of the SUV and a passenger were also killed. As President Donald Trump prepares to veto an attempt by Congress to block his national emergency declaration to build a wall on the U.S. southern border, Republican El Paso Mayor DeMargo defends the president's attempts.
I've said on numerous occasions that a fence, and I prefer to use the nomenclature fence, is a part of a general strategy for the process of protecting our borders as a sovereign nation.
The Senate is expected to vote this week on the resolution, which passed the Democratic-controlled House last month. Presidential candidate and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris is on the 2020 campaign trail in South Carolina. She spoke briefly to reporters about lawmakers pushing to arm teachers.
I am not in favor of teachers having to carry firearms into schools. People who take on this very noble profession, which is to teach our children, deserve to be able to do that in an environment where they are safe and their students are safe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.